Blog Talk Radio.
What you got to lose? Tell me what you got to lose.
Tell me, tell me, tell me, tell me.
Standing up or sitting down, if your feet are on the ground, what you got to lose? What you got to lose?
Think about it.
As you live from day to day, the choices are yours to make. What you got to lose? What you got to lose?
Come on now.
Keep your head up to the sky and do more than just survive. What you got to lose? What you got to lose?
Do it for me.
What you got to lose?
Tell me, tell me.
Tell me what you got to lose. What you got to lose?
What you got to lose?
Can you dig it?
What you got to lose? Tell me what you got to lose.
Say that one time.
What you got to lose? Tell me what you got to lose.
Can you tell me what you got?
Hello, and welcome to the What You Got to Lose talk show, where knowledge is power and accurate knowledge is revolutionary. I'm your host, Sherwood A. Grant, holistic personal trainer, and we are in week 5 of the What You Got to Lose program. Today is a holiday for most, so I am by myself today. A lot of people took off from the program. I will have some of the participants showing up next week. And so we can get the input, because I always like, I'm pretty sure you all also appreciate having some live input and having dialect or hearing dialect with live people. But I have no problem with sharing the information to keep things going for those that have been following with me and with the program. I do appreciate that. We are in week 5, as I made mention, and that means we're about third way through the 12-week program. I want to recap to make sure that everyone, first of all, understand what's taking place with this 12-week program, and also to bring individuals up to speed in case they're just joining us in week 5. I do encourage to take a look at some of the other shows, if you have not heard them, to listen to some of the other shows that are saved here, right on Blog Talk, under What You Got to Lose. So all you have to do is just, if you're listening through the internet, all you have to do is just click on the What You Got to Lose talk show link, and the other show should open up. You know, so I got enumerated 1 through 12, and so we are week 5. And our first week, we started our diaries, 7-day journal, and in that diary, we kept up with what we ate for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and the snacks. We kept up with how we sleep, the time we wake, if we took any naps, if we had broken sleep. We also kept up with moods when we're eating, our bowel movements, which were very important, times that you were having bowel movements throughout the day, and also the water intake. This information will be very instrumental in being able to identify what changes need to be made, what can be improved. The journals is all about identifying those things that could be inhibiting us to reach our goals of longevity and vitality. So once you get that journal together, you know, I will be sharing eventually. I got little report card sheets that I'm putting together so you can have something to measure it up against, because there are specific things that one should be looking for when they look at a journal. And with the class, once they gave me the journal, I gave my input on quite a few of the things that I felt that they need to improve. And I might have, I think I may have a little short list. It may not be that short. It's a pretty lengthy list of things that a person should be looking for. Got it right here. When they're looking at a journal, because, you know, a journal tells a whole lot about a person. You know, it tells a lot about what kind of habits a person have, if they are making choices to stimulate vitality and longevity, if they're making choices to stimulate fat loss, if they're making choices to stimulate removal of diseases. And generally in a journal, I'm looking for if a person needs to improve their water intake, if they need to improve home-cooked meals, whether or not they need to reduce alcohol intake, if they're eating 30 minutes upon waking, if they're drinking water in the morning, if there's a focus also on bowel movement, how frequently they're having them or infrequently they're having them. There's also eating 3 hours, every 3 hours, 2 to 3 hours, eating with variety, having fruits for snacks. Green vegetation also needs to be included in that diary, or I would look for green vegetation in the diary. If there's a big gap between meals, if there's not enough sleep, I will look to eliminate meat from breakfast or to minimize any meat intake in breakfast, to reduce dairy and meat intake in general. I'm also looking to improve snacks, whether or not there is fat and sugar being sought at the end of the day. If a person is eating too much in a meal, I'm also looking for the coffee intake. Where is that? I'm looking at how much root vegetation a person is bringing in, taking in. I love to see more fruits that have seeds, and whether or not they keep a good record. You know, because when you start keeping a diary, you want it to be clear and precise, and you want to have flow to it. I'm also looking to see if they're how consistent a person is with some of their good habits that they have, you know. But my main objective is to identify what can be improved. So I gave a little score sheet, you know, with the participants. And hopefully a person can start to look at what they are not doing so they can improve upon them. And I will be giving more suggestions, but this program is all about teaching an individual how to identify what they're doing and then therefore how to rectify it on their own. I'm not just trying to tell you what to do. I will definitely look to be an aid and be a resource. And after you give some effort, then I will give more. So our assignments were to eliminate dairy from the diet. And even though that may be a lofty one, I compromise by not expecting dairy to be totally eliminated initially, unless you're ready. Otherwise, there should be a note card that you should develop that says dairy. And anytime you eat a product that has dairy in it, you want to put it on your note card. So you can get an idea of how much dairy intake you are actually taking in a week's time. These journals are generally going to be used throughout the whole 12 weeks. And I'm so big on the dairy because that's like the one thing that if a person take out of their diet, they will receive so many benefits. I mean, I think that's the most detrimental food item that we are eating as a society that's really plaguing us with a lot of disease, because the human body was not designed to drink the breast milk of another animal, let alone that of a cow, which its breast milk was supposed to be given to a calf to be able to grow up to be a 2,000-pound animal. There's a reason then why? Well, that's the reason why many of us are facing obesity or facing weight issues, because we're eating a food that was given to or supposed to be given to a calf to be able to grow to be a 1,000-plus-pound animal at least. Well, not 2,000-pound, 1,000-plus-pound animal. So with that in mind, you know, a lot of people make dairy choices that of a goat, which is a small animal, and then therefore that means you're not going to have that obesity effect. But like I say, we're the only mammals that choose to drink the milk of another mammal, even though all mammals start their children off with milk, the breast milk of the mother. And the mother do not drink milk in order to produce milk. The mother should be eating good nutritional foods, and the body will naturally produce a milk that the child can feed off of. But after a certain age, that child does not need such milk. So then therefore, we are the only mammals in adult age that continues to consume milk of an animal, whether it be your mother. We don't consume milk of the mother anymore as an adult, but we do consume the milk of a mother of another mammal. And it just doesn't make sense. There are too many other choices. So that's one of the things that I feel that if we really look at our dairy intake, you'll be surprised how much dairy we're taking in, and look for ways to reduce it is what I suggest. Our also homework assignment had been in week two was to, like I say, eliminate dairy from the diet and to create 7 dinners, 7 lunch, and 7 breakfast ideas. If you didn't have any issues with purchasing food, and gathering food, finding healthy food, if all your concern was to put food together, put a meal together that would provide nutrition for the human body, for your human body, in order for you to live a life full of vitality and to gain longevity, what would your choices look like? And there are some things that I look for in that plan, at least. But writing out a plan is a must. You know, you have to have some ideas. You got to have some ideas for variety, because what I find that many people eat the same things all the time, and in doing so, they're missing out on a lot of nutrients, and their bodies become nutrient deficient. And in order to overcome that, you just need to eat with variety. You need to know that there are more foods out there than just blood and starch. And that is basically the diet of the Americans. We eat blood and starch, you know, starchy foods and dead meat. And sometimes, you know, I hear all the time that when I ask for a meal plan, so often I hear this, well, I don't know 7 choices for breakfast. I don't know 7 choices for lunch. I don't know 7 different foods to eat. And that's like so amazing. You know, I understand it. I understand that. But when I hear it, I hope that people hear themselves when they say that. Like all this food out here, and you don't know of 7 different choices. That's remarkable. And that's the reason why we will not reach a level of vitality and longevity that we would desire. You know, so we need to overcome that in order to do so. So we need to think about it a little bit more. Use the internet. You know, talk to a friend or two. Just sit down and think, because there are so many foods out here that we have no idea about, and there are so many that we do know about that we just stop eating. You know, we may was exposed to it when we were children, but as we grow up as adults, we kind of take for granted what we did as children, and we overlook some of the many advantages there were to prepare our own meals. You know, eat different foods of variety. So our next homework assignment thereafter that was coming up with 11 snack ideas, and eliminating meat from morning meals. And then week four, we had we wanted to start to limit our meat consumption to 3 to 4 days. 3 to 4 days is what we wanted to do. And we wanted to talk about ways of how to make the foods taste better. You know, using herbs, using seasonings, using food combinations that vibrates well with one another. All this will help food to taste better. Poor combinations of food would definitely will not motivate a person to continue to eat that particular type of food. You might exit a food out of your rotation just because of a poor combination. When you understand that certain foods go better with other foods, then you'll start to see that you can just change the flavoring of the food by a rotation that has variety. Best way to understand food combining, one is look it up. You know, you can Google food combining. You'll find that there's subacid fruits, there are acid fruits, there are sweet fruits, and which one goes best with one another. You'll find also that there are certain vegetation, oily, dense, that goes better with one another. Food combining is not a hard thing to understand, but to teach it and to go over it, it can be lengthy in a open form, you know, and I will be providing a handout. You know, a lot of what this program is putting together is for the future to be able to put together a package that individuals can actually attain. It being over the internet as a radio broadcast, I wanted to kind of touch upon it lightly, just enough that individuals can definitely take the information and run with it. But the guidance will definitely be there, but you have to give it a little time. You know, you got to follow through a protocol. I know we live in a world that is all about the microwave. It's all quick and fast. And sometimes we want it too fast and too quick, and we miss out on how to attain knowledge, how to attain change. And really, we just need to slow down. We need to slow down and go back to the basics. We need to start preparing our foods. We need to start understanding our foods. We need to start identifying with our foods. One of the things I shared earlier in the class is that we need to have two lines of defense. The first line of defense is knowing what real food look like, smell like, and taste like. It's so important. Then our second line of defense is having a good relationship with our body, that when we eat foods that do not vibrate well with the body, and the body sends signals to let you know that, that you don't overlook those signals. That when you start to cough and sneeze, have acid indigestion, when you start to throw up, when you start to have headaches, when you start to have sores in the mouth, when you start to have boils, breakouts, pimples, acne, all these are indication that what you have eaten was not food. It was not food that the body could vibrate with. You need food that the body loves to party with, that it loves to dance with, that it has flow. But if you continue to eat foods that the body has a problem with assimilating, and then therefore it gives you these signals, you can't overlook those signals. Sometimes we overlook the signals and we continue to ingest these same items and put it into our system. And the body then therefore continue to give signals, and eventually it's going to stop giving these signals because stress kills and the body is not going to continue to put itself in a stressful state. So knowing that, cleansing the body of these toxins by eating food that the body can understand and continuing energy flow throughout the system will in the long run help you to reach that level of vitality and longevity that is desired. It will help you to eliminate that excess stored body fat. It will help you to remove diseases from the body. But it starts with knowing what real food look like, smell like, and taste like. And then, therefore, when you don't make the right decisions, allowing your body to remind you of that so you can make adjustments. Week five. That's where we're at right now. I want to talk a little bit about weight loss, because as I interact with people, hundreds of people, as a matter of fact, in regards to training and fitness, everyone is concerned about weight. Somewhere, somehow, someone used this scale to measure a person's health. And it's backwards to use such a scale to measure a person's health, because the elephant, the rhinoceros, the baboon, the cow, the boar, I mean, all these animals weigh hundreds and thousands of pounds. They don't have a problem with their weight. They can move very well with their weight. Their weight is not the issue. Weight is not an issue. Just because an animal or a mammal weighs a lot, it doesn't make them sickly. No, it doesn't. The issue is when you are a human being and you have bones, tendons, and ligaments, and muscles, and these organs are being stretched and overstretched, and the skin is being stretched and overstretched outside of what the body was designed for, then it becomes a problem. And then weight can be an issue, because the human body, that skeleton frame, was built specifically to perform similar tasks for you and I. You know, we all have legs to walk. We all have eyes to see. We all have a digestive system to break down our foods. But we have a lot of individuals of different weights and different sizes, and really it should only be predicated upon height and build. You know, if you're a person with broad shoulders, then you're going to carry more weight than a person that has a smaller frame. You feel a lady with wide hips, you're going to carry more weight than a person that has no hips. You got to keep that in mind, you know. Like I say, the weight is not the issue, but I keep hearing everybody is concerned about weight loss. Weight is a symptom. It's a symptom, or it can be a symptom, that there's a problem, because you can be underweight. You know, if you lose too much weight, you know, you'd be considered sickly. You know, sometimes if a person has some sort of disease or dis-ease and they're battling with it and they have to let their body purge itself and they're not eating, or whether or not the body can assimilate food anymore in a sickly state, you know, a person starts to lose weight. That's not healthy. You know, so losing too much weight is healthy. And then sometimes you have people in the other direction that their disease or dis-ease caused them to put on weight, maybe due to the drugs and the toxins that they put in their body, maybe due to overactive or underactive organ, you know, will cause a person to put on too much weight. In that instance, it's all about balance. You know, the body goes through changes in order to heal itself. And as it goes through these changes, though, that don't mean that we constantly should put the body under a stressful situation to carry weight that it shouldn't, or not give it enough weight to be able to be healthy. So when I look at weight, I look at more or less fat content. You know, if a person is carrying a whole lot of fat, that smothers the organs, that causes energy to not flow as well. It causes constipation, inflammation. It's a swelliness. You know, you can look at a person and, you know, look at yourself in the mirror, you know, and you can see whether or not you are, if it's a swelling that takes place. If you look at little children, you'll find that in a healthy state, you can see their bones. You can see the shape of their body. And when you start seeing people with swollen glands in the neck and double chins and swollen head and eyes and swollen hands and feet and the calves all swollen because maybe lymphedema or the blood is not flowing like it's, I mean, all this is not an indication of good health. And of course, because of the swellingness, it's going to cause you to weigh more. So the weight is just a symptom to let you know. It's just part of the symptom. But the weight is not the issue. You need to be able to make a decision to be able to attain good health inside out, you know, because we looking at the external when we're overlooking the internal. You know, your organs are being smothered. It's being pushed aside. The body was made with a genius behind it, that everything was strategically placed and had a location. But if you have your colon all twisted and it's prolapsing and it's all turned around because you have fat or you have hardened food or hardened toxins in it, and it can't move like it should, or it can't keep its position like it should, that's going to cause a problem, because then it's going to rub against another organ, and then that organ is going to collapse. And then there's a domino effect that takes place. You know, the fist is the size of your, or should be the size of your stomach, you know. And you see a lot of people with a lot of swollen midsections, and they just want to reduce it and not think about really how to get it down. You know, they just want it removed, you know. And so it's so important to understand that the body has a specific function, and when the body puts on weight, it's really a safety mechanism to protect itself. The body is trying to protect itself, whether it be undernourished or overly fed. That extra weight that the body puts on is to protect itself. And in order to put it in a healthier state, there are just some basic fundamentals that a person needs to understand, you know. And that's why it's so important to have a diary, so you can see what habits that you have that you can change. Because if you are a person and you have a lot of excess weight, based upon your size and your height and your gender, then there's much that you can do to reduce that. You know, because the storage of fat is just a safety mechanism once again. And if people look to feed themselves for nutrition, feed themselves for beauty, you will find that your weight will easily be rectified. If you continue to seek the programs for weight loss, then that doesn't mean you're going to attain beauty. That doesn't mean you're going to attain removing a removal of a disease. That doesn't mean to say that you're going to be healthy. All that means that you just don't have a weight issue, you know. And there's a lot of people that are not obese and that are skinny, that are thin, and that are athletic and still have health issues. And that's not just predicated because you're a human that you have health issues. No, it's based upon your choices, the choices that you make and the choices that you don't make. So if I like for people to continue to look at health as a lifestyle, and look how to improve their health and improve their lifestyle. And longevity and vitality is just, for me, the easiest way to understand how to live. You know, every choice that I make, I want to make it so that I can attain some vitality and attain some longevity behind that. But I know that no matter what I say, there are going to be some that definitely understand and agree. And there's going to be some that agree but don't understand. There's going to be some that don't really care as long as they lose weight. You know, I've had clients like that in the past that, hey, listen, I just want to lose weight. I don't care what, but I just want to be smaller. And it's unfortunate that they have that type of mindset, but I understand. I understand that you've been plagued with this weight for such a long period of time, and you have, let's say you've been a person that had a healthy weight, and you put on an extra 40, 50, 60 pounds, man, you can almost remember what you look like. You can look at some pictures and remember what you look like prior to having all this weight. Even when being pregnant, you know, a lot of times people, you know, put on additional weight when they shouldn't. But it can be depressing. You know, I don't believe in depression, but for a lot of people they do, and they become depressed about having this extra weight and not able to reduce it. So to hear that they should be concerned about their health internally, it's kind of hard to swallow initially. Because really people just, we're so vain, we just want to look good, you know, forget about our health internally. We don't see our heart. We don't see our pancreas. We don't see, you know, our digestive system. So it's not really a concern. It's pretty much how we think. And like I say, even though it's understandable, but being intelligent, godlike beings, that's still a choice. That's a choice to think that way. You know, and I guarantee you, if we as a whole, as a people, start to focus on how to improve our organs, our cells, our blood, we will not have any weight issues whatsoever. There will not be an issue. If you constantly made choices that improved the quality of blood in your system, that improved, that gave the organs in your body nutrients that would help the organs to feel beautiful, to move strongly, you will not have an issue with weight. You know, and understanding that food gravitates to certain parts of the body, understanding that the body is composed of at least 102 nutrients, and not fall into that mindset that whatever mineral or vitamin that man want to say is good for you, that I want to get it in a pill, and overlooking the fact that there are a lot of micronutrients and minerals that the body needs to have in order to formulate energy, in order to function properly. That overlooking of these smaller things in life can really cause havoc with the body. So if we just focus on all the nutrients that is available from the earth and start to ingest those, we will not have any weight issues because the health will be improved. So your weight is not the issue. If you can really just wrap your head around that, your weight is not the issue. I guarantee you after this 12 weeks of following just this program, and there may be others out there like it, but this program, we're touching on the fundamentals that have been overlooked. And I guarantee you after 12 weeks, you will understand and truly say, Sherwood, I know what you're talking about. I feel what you're talking about. Let me focus on how healthy I can be, and everything else is going to take care of itself. You're going to have better skin. You're going to have better sleep. You're going to have better eliminations. Your body is going to digest and assimilate the food better. You're going to be able to move better. Pains that you've been plagued with are going to be going away. Your energy level is going to be heightened. All of this is going to take place. Why? Because you focus on better health. Forget the scale. I don't even get on a scale. Only time I know my weight sometimes is when I measure a client here and there, and then I just jump on there because they're curious. You know, other than that, it's not important to me. No other mammal have scales but us. But I guess you all say, hey, no other mammals that creative too. And I will debate that one too. But we're not concerned, or we should not be concerned about weight. But society has definitely implanted that into our minds, and it's going to take a little bit of time for people to get that out of their minds. But it definitely is opened up a portal for business. You know, if I can tell you all you got to do is get on the scale and you're not where you need to be, then I can sell you some potions. I can sell you a membership. I can sell you some pills. I can sell you some drugs. I can sell you some services that would allow me to cut on your body. All this based upon you getting on a scale and you not being happy with what you see. So it's business, most definitely. But I'm here to tell you that the truth is that your weight is not the issue. So how can you, though, achieve better health? I'm outlining, you know, these written home exercises and these transitional food habits for us to utilize each and every week. And if you follow them, you will start to see changes take place. I just got a lovely testimonial from one of the participants of the group, and she'll be here next week to share it personally of some of the things that's changing with her just in these 4 weeks. And I look for progression, you know, because if you are getting changes that is progressive, then that means all you got to do is continue to make smart choices and your body will continue to progress in a positive direction. Pretty simple to me. And if your body is progressing in a positive direction after a year of progress, you'll be so ecstatic about the results. Pretty simple to me. You know, but you need to take your time to go through these measures. Can't rush it. A lot of people say, hey, I want to lose. And they think that, hey, if I lose 20 pounds in this month, I just awesome job. I'm sorry, but you could have shut down your system. Your nervous system could be shot. You could be losing muscle and not fat. You know, if you start to lose muscle, if you're a person and you lose 20 pounds and 15 pounds is muscle and 5 pounds of the loss was fat, you really shut down your metabolism because your body needs that muscle in order to speed up the metabolism. You're going to reach a plateau really quick. And I hear this all the time, too. Hey, I've lost so much weight. I lost 30 pounds and I've been stuck here for the last 6 months. And I have 100 more pounds to go. I have 50 more pounds to go. You know, and then they keep searching in the dark, trying to find ways to lose weight. It doesn't work, you know. And I've did this holistic personal training thing to really say that that's true. You know, and anybody that wants to think that they can just lose weight and think they'll be healthy, oh, you know, like I say, write a book, share it with me, because I like to see it. You know, I've seen a lot of people go through a whole lot of measures to just lose weight, and man, it's saddening. You know, it's hard. It's hard to really get people to see things in a light that progressive for everyone, not just for individual, but for everyone, because like I said, animals got us beat. So one way is to identify what we're eating, and this week transitional food habit would be to eliminate high fructose corn syrup and hydrogenated oils from your diet. You need to identify what foods that you are eating that has high fructose corn syrup and hydrogenated oils. Just look at the ingredient box on some of the foods, and you'll find that most of your sweet pastries and cookies and donuts have the high fructose corn syrup. Even your ketchup, you know, your ketchup and condiments of all sorts. This high fructose corn syrup is finding its way in many things, and that's the reason why there are many diseases. So I want you to start paying attention and looking at the ingredient box and just seeing, because there are a lot of foods out there that do not have high fructose corn syrup in them. So that's what I want you to start to look at, pay attention, knowing that when you go out in the restaurants, you might not know what foods have high fructose corn syrup in it. So you want to be leery of how often you eat out in restaurants. And then also with the hydrogenated oils, you know, that's in a lot of the baked goods also. You know, so those two things we should be eliminating out of our diets for this week. And I want to encourage participants to start to wrap their minds around cleansing. Cleansing the system of toxin, of that toxic waste, will be such a benefit because it's a struggle when your body is infested with worms and parasites and you're trying to eat healthier, but your body is still desiring wasteful food, food with very little nutrition. Because that's what it used to feeding itself off of. That's what it's used to surviving off of. You have parasites and worms that love sugar and white flour and salt. And when it doesn't have these things, it sends signals desiring these things. And those signals can be pretty strong, you know. And a conscious person or unconscious person may just think that they just need to provide food to the body in order to satisfy it. And really, the best way to reset your system is to kind of purge all that stuff out and start fresh. So I want you to wrap your minds around cleansing and stepping away from what you eat on a consistent basis. I will be sharing in week 9 a program. I have a 28-day program that I will be revamping, and hopefully should be ready by then. I also have a 5-day, 3-cycle program. That's a cleansing program that's every 5 days you're going to perform a routine of ingesting and some of the personalized mixes that I'll be putting together, and be utilizing a cookbook to prepare meals for 5 days, and then you're going to come off of it for 5 days, and then you're going to get back on it for 5 days. So it's 3 cycles. That you're going to do this, because I find that a lot of people were getting a little intimidated by 28 days. For some, that seems like a lifetime. But for others, you know, they're like, yeah, I'm ready to do it, and they're ready to jump right into it. So I will be providing information regarding both those programs in the upcoming weeks. But you can also go online and look up cleansing programs and cleanses. Be leery about the ones that want to inform you that you can eat whatever you want as long as you just do these products. You know, no, the cleansing starts with your food. Your body should automatically cleanse itself by the foods that you eat, and we wouldn't really need to cleanse if we ate what we were supposed to eat anyway, because the body would have a cycle, an ecosystem within itself to be able to purge out what it needs or what it don't need and utilize what it needs. But unfortunately, because we live in a toxic world, you know, the air we breathe, the water that we bathe in, the products that we use, it's hard to get away from this toxicity. So you do need to purge and cleanse your system. I don't care who you are and what you eat, you need to purge and cleanse your system. So food should be the forefront of health, protecting your system, building up that immune system to be able to fight against all types of invaders within the system. And that's what my program is going to be centered around, you know, helping a person utilize food and herbs. Herbs are very powerful. And once you understand how to use them, you know, that is such a valuable tool in the toolbox to have, that, you know, you can maintain having no disease for the rest of your life, you know, if you know how to use those herbs. So I really strongly encourage you to think about cleansing and using food, and doing some research I share one site. I love this herbalist, the Hunti Ma'atra at dhealthstore.com. He has some very good products to help, herbal products to help with cleansing, and he has a plethora of information that I love enjoying, or I enjoy listening to and reading upon. And you know, these types of programs, definitely there's a reason why I put my nutritional programs together, you know, to make it a lot easier for individuals to follow. So between the two, you know, and also, like I said, there's others out there. Just got to be leery, got to be smart, got to use a little bit of thought process and seeing what vibrates with you. And it's okay to try this and try that, but you always want to look for progression. You always look for something that vibrates well with you. So hopefully I'll be able to outline my program in a way that you can find a benefit. So so once again, our homework assignment for today is to eliminate high fructose corn syrup and hydrogenated oils. And when our some of the participants gets back next week, we're going to look at their meal plan, because that's what we were supposed to talk a little bit more about last week, about their seven choices, so that we can put them to use. I'm going to show you how to put those seven choices to use for the next 4 weeks before I share with the listeners. You know, I'm going to share with a meal plan of my own, and for the participants to put to the test. So it comes to the end of our show today. I want you all to enjoy yourself, be conscious about what you're eating and how much you're eating. I know this is one of those holidays that family love to get together, and they love to, of course, have food, and which they should, you know, just. We need to make sure that we make conscientious choices so that tomorrow we're not feeling we are all sick and bent over and have headaches and have bowel issues and all types of things just because we didn't make wise choices. So enjoy yourself, and I look forward to talking to you next week. And you can always reach out to me through the social medias, Facebook, LinkedIn. I have YouTube videos out there too, and you can reach me through form at SherwoodAGrant.com. That's my email address, forum at SherwoodAGrant.com. If you have any questions or concerns or suggestions. And as always, I do appreciate you and ask you to share this information with others. Have a great day.
What you got to lose? Tell me, tell me, tell me, tell me, tell me.
Standing up or sitting down, if your feet are on the ground, what you got to lose? What you got to lose?
Think about it.
As you live from day to day, the choices are yours to make. What you got to lose? What you got to lose?
Come on now.
Keep your head up to the sky, and do more than just survive. What you got to lose? What you got to lose?
Do it for me.
What you got to lose?
Tell me, tell me.
Tell me what you got to lose. What you got to lose?
What you got to lose? Tell me what you got to lose.
What you got to lose?
What you got to lose?
Can you dig it?
What you got to lose? Tell me what you got to lose.
Say that one time.
What you got to lose? Tell me what you got to lose.
Can you tell me what you got to lose?